Hey everyone, ready for a deep dive into something sweet? Well, maybe a little bit scary too.
Uh-oh, what could that be?
Today, we're going to be tackling sugar.
Okay.
And its impact on your health.
I knew it.
So to guide us on this journey, we've got excerpts from The Sweet Danger,
right?
Understanding the impact of excess sugar on our health.
Sounds pretty serious.
Yeah, and there's definitely a lot to unpack here.
Definitely.
So to get us started,
okay. Why
don't you tell us a little bit about what sugar is
and
why we even need it in the first place?
All right. So sugar is a type of carbohydrate.
Okay.
And basically, it provides your body with energy.
It's like fuel for our cells.
Yeah, exactly. Think of it like fuel for your cells.
Okay, got it.
So, you know, there's naturally occurring sugars,
yeah,
like the ones that are found in fruits and vegetables.
Right.
And those come packaged with fiber and nutrients that are beneficial.
That's why we always hear that an apple's a better choice than, say, a candy bar. Even though they both have sugar.
Yeah, they both contain sugar.
Right.
But an apple will provide that slower,
yeah,
more sustained energy release.
Okay.
Along with all those good nutrients.
Right.
Whereas a candy bar is just going to give you that quick burst.
Yeah, and then you crash.
Exactly. Followed by a crash.
Yep.
And often they're loaded up with added sugars.
And that's where the trouble really starts, right?
Yeah. That's where we need to kind of be mindful.
Okay.
Because, you know, health organizations like the World Health Organization recommend limiting added sugar.
Because of its links to obesity, type 2 diabetes, heart disease.
Exactly. Because of its links to serious health problems like that.
Right. Those are some pretty serious conditions.
Yes.
But our source material mentioned something even more alarming.
Oh.
A possible link between excess sugar and dementia.
That's right. Yeah.
So what can you tell us about that?
Well, it's definitely a newer area of research.
No.
But studies are finding that a diet high in added sugar may increase your risk of developing dementia.
Including Alzheimer's.
Including Alzheimer's disease.
Wow.
And in fact, some research suggests that individuals with a high sugar intake might actually have up to a 40% increased risk of developing Alzheimer's.
That's scary.
Yeah.
That's a really scary statistic. But how does sugar actually affect the brain?
Well, one of the key mechanisms is through chronic inflammation.
Okay.
So you can think of inflammation as like your body's natural defense system.
Okay.
Against injury or infection. So it's a normal process.
Yeah.
But when it becomes chronic,
uh-oh,
it can really start to damage tissues and organs.
Including the brain.
Including the brain.
So how does sugar trigger this chronic inflammation in the brain?
So high sugar intake can lead to spikes in your blood sugar levels.
Okay.
And this forces your pancreas to work overtime producing insulin.
Right.
Which is a hormone that helps regulate blood sugar.
Okay.
But over time, your body can become less sensitive to insulin.
And that's what's called insulin resistance.
And that's called insulin resistance.
Okay.
Yeah.
But how does that lead to inflammation and ultimately dementia?
So insulin resistance is linked to increased production of inflammatory molecules in the body and in the brain.
Yeah.
This chronic inflammation can damage neurons and disrupt communication pathways.
Got it.
Contributing to cognitive decline.
That makes sense. But our source material also mentioned mitochondrial DNA damage. What is that?
Okay. So to understand that, you need to know a bit about mitochondria.
Okay.
These are tiny structures inside your cells.
Okay.
And they're often called the powerhouses.
Okay.
Because they produce the energy your cells need to function.
Right.
And so this energy production is directed by mitochondrial DNA.
Which is separate from the DNA in our cell's nucleus.
Exactly, which is separate.
So it's like a separate instruction manual just for the cell's energy production.
Precisely. And this is where sugar comes in.
Okay.
Excess sugar can lead to oxidative stress.
Okay.
Think of it as kind of like an internal rusting process.
Okay.
So this imbalance of damaging molecules can actually harm mitochondrial DNA.
Making those powerhouses less efficient.
Making them less efficient.
So essentially, sugar is messing with the brain's power supply.
It is.
And that sounds pretty detrimental.
It is. And this mitochondrial dysfunction isn't limited to the brain.
Oh, really?
It's linked to a whole wide range of issues, actually.
Like what?
Cognitive decline, mood disorders, even heart disease.
This is all pretty sobering stuff. Really makes you realize how impactful our dietary choices can be.
Definitely. It really does. But the good news is that we have the power to make changes.
Well, that's good.
And we can delve into some practical strategies for reducing your sugar intake later on.
Okay. Sounds good. Okay, so we've seen just how much excess sugar can really impact our bodies, even affecting those tiny little mitochondria.
It's pretty incredible, right? The impact it can have.
It is. So now that we know all this,
yeah,
Let's talk about what we can actually do to protect ourselves.
Okay.
And make some healthier choices.
Sounds good. Let's shift gears a little bit and talk about some guidelines and practical tips for limiting sugar.
Okay, I'm all ears.
Yeah.
What's a good place to start for someone who wants to cut back?
Well, both the World Health Organization, the WHO, and the American Heart Association, the AHA, have recommendations that can provide a really solid framework.
Okay, that sounds helpful. What do they suggest?
So the WHO recommends that free sugars, which include added sugars and sugars that are naturally present in honey, syrups, and fruit juices, should make up less than 10% of your total daily calorie intake for additional health benefits like weight management and better dental health.
Okay.
They recommend aiming for less than 5%.
All right, so how much sugar are we actually talking about here?
Sure. So for an adult consuming around 2,000 calories a day, that 10% recommendation translates to about 50 grams or 12 teaspoons of sugar.
12 teaspoons. So to put that into perspective, like a single 12-ounce can of soda, how much sugar is in that?
Often contains around 40 grams of sugar.
Wow. So just a one can of soda could put you close to your limit.
It could. And that's why it's so important to be mindful of those hidden sugars lurking in processed foods and drinks.
So what about the AHA? What are their recommendations?
They suggest even stricter limits.
Oh, wow. Okay.
They recommend that women consume no more than 100 calories from added sugar per day, which is about 25 grams or 6 teaspoons.
Okay.
And for men, the guideline is 150 calories.
Okay.
Or roughly 37.5 grams or 9 teaspoons.
Those limits seem pretty low, especially considering how much sugar is added to pretty much everything these days.
You're right. It's amazing how much sugar is snuck into things that we don't even consider sweet. And that's why becoming a savvy label reader is essential.
Do you have any tips on how to actually decipher those nutrition labels?
One of the biggest tricks is that sugar goes by a lot of different names.
Oh, okay.
You'll find it listed as sucrose, glucose, high fructose corn syrup.
Right, right.
And a whole bunch of other aliases.
It's like sugar's wearing a disguise.
Exactly. The more you pay attention to those labels, the better you'll become at spotting those hidden sugars.
Okay.
And once you start seeing how much is in certain products, it can be really eye-opening.
Yeah, I bet. So besides reading labels, what are some other practical strategies for reducing sugar intake?
Meal planning is a game changer.
Okay.
When you plan your meals in advance, you have so much more control over the ingredients and can make those healthier choices.
It's easier to resist temptation when you have a plan.
Exactly. Another great tip is to focus on incorporating whole nutrient-dense foods into your meals.
Like what?
Things like fruits, vegetables, whole grains, lean proteins.
Okay.
Healthy fats.
Those foods will keep you feeling full and satisfied, which can help with those cravings.
Exactly. And don't forget about mindful eating. Right. It's about being truly aware of what you're putting into your body.
Yeah.
Savoring each bite.
Can you give us an example of what you mean by mindful eating?
Sure. Let's say you're craving something sweet.
Okay.
Instead of just mindlessly reaching for a candy bar.
Yeah.
Pause for a moment and ask yourself, am I truly hungry right now?
Right.
Or am I just bored or stressed?
That's a good point. Mm. Sometimes we eat for emotional reasons and not physical hunger.
Exactly. And if you decide to have a sweet treat, choose something that you truly enjoy.
Okay.
And savor each bite.
So it's about making conscious choices.
Exactly. And remember, small changes can make a big difference over time.
Right.
You don't have to overhaul your entire diet overnight.
Okay.
Just focus on making those gradual, sustainable changes.
That sounds much more doable. But let's be real. Those sugar cravings can hit hard sometimes.
Yeah.
What are some good alternatives to those sugary snacks and drinks?
There are so many delicious and healthy options out there.
Like what?
Instead of reaching for that candy bar, try snacking on a piece of fruit with a handful of nuts.
Okay.
Or some plain yogurt with berries.
Right.
If you're craving a sweet drink, opt for water, unsweetened tea.
Okay.
Sparkling water with a squeeze of lemon or lime.
Those sound like some good swaps. I'm starting to feel like I can actually do this.
You absolutely can. It's about finding what works best for you and making gradual changes over time.
Okay. So we've talked about all the risks of sugar and how to reduce our intake.
Right.
But what about the benefits? Is it really worth the effort?
It's definitely worth the effort. The benefits are numerous and pretty amazing.
Like what?
They range from weight management to mood stabilization to improved cognitive function
yeah.
and a reduced risk of chronic diseases.
That's quite a list. Can you elaborate on some of those yeah. benefits?
Let's start with weight management. When you reduce your sugar intake, you naturally consume fewer calories,
okay.
which can lead to weight loss.
That makes sense.
Plus, sugary foods tend to trigger those cravings
yeah.
and overeating. So cutting back can help you establish those healthier eating habits.
Okay, that makes sense. What about mood stabilization? How does sugar affect our moods?
Sugar can cause those dramatic spikes and crashes in blood glucose levels.
Okay.
And that can really wreak havoc on your mood and energy.
Right.
You might feel irritable, anxious, or fatigued.
Yeah.
By stabilizing your blood sugar through a lower sugar diet,
okay.
you can experience greater emotional balance and overall well-being.
So cutting back on sugar could actually help with things like anxiety and depression.
It's certainly possible. There's growing evidence
okay.
that a balanced diet with reduced sugar
yeah.
can have a positive impact on mental health.
Okay.
Of course, it's not a cure-all.
Right.
But it can be a valuable tool in supporting overall well-being.
Interesting. What about cognitive function? You mentioned that reducing sugar can improve brain power.
That's right. Remember how we talked about sugar's negative impact on the brain?
Yeah.
Well, the good news is by reducing your intake,
yeah.
you can actually help protect your brain.
Okay.
And enhance cognitive function.
So it's like a brain booster.
It can be. And let's not forget about the long-term benefits.
Right.
Reducing your intake can significantly lower your risk of developing chronic diseases.
Like
type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and certain types of cancer.
Those are some pretty compelling reasons to ditch the sugar.
They are. And beyond those specific benefits,
yeah.
many people report feeling more energized,
okay.
having better sleep,
yeah.
and just feeling overall healthier.
It's amazing how such a simple change can have such a huge impact on our health.
It really is. And to inspire you even further,
yeah.
there are countless real-life stories of people who have transformed their lives
wow.
by cutting back on sugar.
That's great. Yeah, those stories are really inspiring.
They are.
So as we wrap up this deep dive on sugar,
okay.
what are some of the key takeaways that you really want our listeners to remember?
It's been quite a journey, hasn't it?
It has. We covered a lot of ground.
Yeah.
But if you had to just boil it all down,
okay.
what are the most important things for our listeners to take away from all of this?
I think the biggest takeaway is that sugar isn't inherently bad.
Okay.
It's a source of energy that our bodies need.
Right.
But like anything, it's all about balance.
That's a good point.
Right.
We need sugar for energy, but it's those added sugars
right.
that can be a problem.
Exactly. The ones that are lurking in so many of those processed foods
yeah.
and drinks.
And we've seen how those added sugars can contribute to
yeah,
so many health issues.
Yes.
Everything from weight gain
right.
to type 2 diabetes
right.
to even heart disease and cognitive decline.
Yeah, it's really incredible.
It is. It's amazing how something that tastes so good can have such a negative impact
right.
on our health.
Yeah.
So what can our listeners do to start making some positive changes?
Well, you know, you don't have to cut out sugar completely overnight.
Right.
Just start by setting some realistic goals.
Okay.
Just focus on making some gradual,
yeah.
sustainable changes that you can stick with.
Like swapping out those sugary drinks for water or tea.
Exactly. Things like that.
And planning your meals in advance.
Absolutely. That can really help you avoid those impulsive
right.
sugar-laden choices.
And we can't forget about reading those labels carefully.
Absolutely. Sugar goes by so many different names.
Yeah.
So make sure you're checking that ingredient list carefully.
Right.
And don't be afraid to experiment with those healthy alternatives.
Okay.
You know, there are so many delicious and satisfying options out there
yeah.
that can satisfy your sweet tooth without all the added sugar.
This has been a really great deep dive. I feel like I have a much better understanding
yeah.
of sugar's impact on my health
mm.
and how to make better choices.
Good. I'm glad.
So as a final thought for our listeners.
Okay.
Now that you know more about sugar's impact,
yeah.
what's one small change you're willing to make in your diet today?
Mm.
Even a tiny step in the right direction
yeah.
can make a big difference over time.
That's a great question to leave everyone with. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of sugar.
We'll see you next time for another fascinating exploration. Until then, stay curious and keep learning.